the lows in the lower to mid 50s, northwest evening winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. And for Friday, areas of morning low clouds and fog, otherwise mostly sunny for the afternoon, highs from the 60s and lower 70s near the coast to upper 90s, well inland, with northeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on your Monterey Bay boaters forecast, west winds 10 to 20 knots, decreasing to 5 to 10 knots, wind waves 2 to 3 feet, northwest swell 3 to 5 feet at 13 seconds, with some patchy fog expected out on the bay this evening. It is currently 69 degrees here at KSCO. Now stay tuned for Let's Go Fishing here on KSCO and KOMY with your hosts Alan Bushnell and Mike Baxter. Let's go fishing. If not, let's at least talk about it. Welcome aboard. It's the Let's Go Fishing Show here every Thursday from 7:06 to 8 p.m. That's right, Fish Talk Radio with your hosts, Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell, every week. Thanks to everybody here, Chris Spencer running the board, and all the folks at KSCO for making it possible, and at our internet site, the Let's Go Fishing Show Radio Show. .com. Long name, amazing results, and also to our friends there at ShipToShoreRadio.com for archiving the show, as well as SportFishingReport.com. Both great sites, or all three great sites, I should say. Again, KSCO, 1080, KOMY, 1340. Alan, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Mike. I'm looking forward to some of the calls that we got tonight. It kind of feels like fishing busted wide open, at least in this area. And as we look at the reports up and down the coast, we're going to find that the situation is pretty much the same or even better. Yeah?
Yeah, it is. I don't know. The wide open caught me off guard. I know they caught some salmon. Our standards are lower, I think, that now that they got a few salmon, things are better. Silver salmon action, I guess, is red hot here. We can't keep them, of course, but
right.
We will talk about coho salmon. We'll talk about the salmon bite that did spark up quite a bit of interest here late last weekend, early in the week, and we'll let you know what it's doing now. We've got the Grady White tournament coming up Saturday, so we'll talk to you about that. Reports from where, Alan, to name a few?
Well, we're going to get Roger Keeling of the Lake Almanor, Eagle Lake area. We'll be talking to Chad Woods, I believe, and he'll fill us in on what's going on in San Diego and also the southern mountains for the trout fishing down there. I think he was at June Lake Loop last week. We're going to find out how he did down there. And then, of course, some of our regulars from Arcata, Eureka area, Fort Bragg, et cetera. And maybe we might even sneak in a report from Half Moon Bay. I hear the fishing's been pretty good up there.
Yeah, there's definitely salmon. We seem to be at the southern end of it, although early in the week there was some decent scores, even from the lighter load boats mooching. So, yeah, some big kings right here in Monterey Bay. We'll find out if they're still here, how to identify coho salmon, if they're legal or not. Of course, they're not, but we'll help you identify those if you have any questions with that. And you can always feel free to give us a call here with a report of your own. Please, where'd you go, how deep, where at, what color, and when? Answer all those, and please call us. You can't answer all of them, at least a few. 479-1080, just like on your dial, or 477-1340. Give us a call if you've been fishing lately. Loch Lomond report, how is it? I think it's finally getting better. I got a little report of my own. If I could catch them, anyone could, but I'll fill you in on where at, how deep, and what color at Loch Lomond. The trout fishing is picking up. Westlake Pond, bluegill, and we hope to talk to Seth Hendrickson himself, trout legend, and find out some hot picks from him during the middle of the show. So we've got an exciting show lined up. Hopefully we get some local callers from Santa Cruz as well. We'll see if we can check in with maybe Jerry Brooks or one of the guys there on the Doble and find out how fishing's been for some of the local boats. So don't touch that dial. We're going to check in regards to weather, halibut fishing, salmon fishing, Bodega Bay salmon, Fort Bragg salmon, Arcata or Eureka area salmon, inland waters, lakes, reservoirs, trout fishing, and even the South Coast. What are the bluefin doing? Well, you're going to find out right here on the Let's Go Fishing Show. Don't touch the dial. We'll be right back after this break.
After 25 years of excellent customer service in our community, Dave Dawson is now working as a realtor with Bailey Properties. Dave's success is a combination of his local knowledge and his ability to produce results and please his clients. If you or anyone you know is considering buying or selling any real estate, you need to call Dave Dawson at 901-2856. That's Dave Dawson, at Bailey Properties, 901-2856. You know, hiring a contractor to do your home improvement is like fishing. Sometimes, well, most of the time, you never know what you're going to get. When it comes to your roof, Warren Knox at Knox Roofing wants you know what you're going to get, and that's a roof worth keeping. Knox Roofing takes pride in their work, and that's why they're the most chosen roofing contractor in the area. Give Knox Roofing a call in Santa Cruz, 461-0634. In Monterey, 831-394-0110, or check them out at knoxroofing.com. Bayside Marine, a complete tackle store. Up-to-the-minute reports from local fishermen. The finest tackle from sport to commercial gear. CalStar, Shimano, Limaglass, Penn, from long-range Mexico gear to the hottest salmon gear of the Northwest. Bayside Marine has it all. Call the hotline at 464-3474. Remember, we're on the web at BaysideMarineSC.com or call the shop at 475-2173. Stop by on your way to the boat ramp. Pick up your ice, food, beer, bait, and tackle. Then say hi to Todd and get the latest scoop. Remember, we're Bayside Marine. Give us a call at 475-2173. A part of our community, a part of culture, the Santa Cruz Harbor, with a brand new launch ramp, a great washdown and fish cleaning facilities. Sport fishermen call this protected port haven. The Santa Cruz Harbor is ideal for all boaters with berthing and end ties. Find rigging, tackle, charters, and great restaurants in the harbor. With full hookups, you can bring your RV and even take a scenic stroll around the harbor. The Santa Cruz Harbor welcomes you. You know how to put money into your IRA, but do you know how to take it out? Do you know the smartest way to withdraw money at 55 or even 45? And how will the new rules affect your required minimum distributions? To see how Smith Barney can help you navigate the complicated tax laws regarding IRAs, call P. Middlecaw, financial consultant, at 479-5100. That's 479-5100 for Pete Middlecaw. Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated, member SIPC. Smith Barney is a division of Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated and does not provide tax advice. Consult your tax advisor for guidance.
Let's Go Fishing. It's the Let's Go Fishing radio show every Thursday from 7:06 to 8 p.m. here on KSCO 1080 and KOMY 1340. Thanks for joining us. We got a great show lined up. I hope you're getting out there. It's Father's Day weekend, isn't it, Alan?
That's right, Mike, and every father has the right to fish on Father's Day weekend.
There you go. Although you might have many generations in your life, so you may be a father, but you might not get to pick what you do. You never know.
Well, take your father out fishing with you.
There you go. That's why I got Alan here. He's got all the answers. Let's get to, speaking of Alan, he's going to be having a good time. He's going to get to go up there fishing with Roger Keeling, regular guest on the show here. And I'm curious where Roger's going to take you fishing. He typically blindfolds you. You know that, Alan, and you're going to show up at a lake somewhere. You won't know where you are.
Well, I'm used to that, Mike, fishing with you. I'm used to the blindfold. Good evening, Roger.
Good evening, Alan.
So, Roger, I think that we're our conversation earlier today, you were saying Almanor is, Lake Almanor, where you have been fishing, is kind of turning over and getting warm, and you're about to make the switch. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I used to fish, you know, almost year-round here, other than going to the valley for some salmon runs and a little winter fishing on Shasta. Now I'm coming here May 1st to September 1st, and the spring season is just running out here. It's just something that has to happen every year. We have transition periods on all these big lakes, and the fish are trying to stay in the shallows where there's more insect emergers and also feeding real heavy on plankton now. Anywhere creeks or rivers are coming in, it seems to be a little more plankton in that area. And but it's warming up in that shallow water, and fish are starting to, they used to get in groups, kind of bunches, start scattering out in bunches, then they move different directions, usually seeking cooler, more oxygenated water, and well, we're just about to come to that. I'm Saturday may possibly be my last day on Almanor for a while, and it takes me a little while to find where they go and a technique that's going to work again on them. And I'd feel a little more comfortable now on Eagle Lake, although we're in a real strong high pressure and a full moon period where it's hanging up there all night, and so there's good conditions for them to feed even at night right now. So a little tricky for about a week here, and then things ought to get a little easier up here.
So what's the plan, Roger? It sounds like right there in Chester, California, Lake Almanor is starting to slow down. Are you heading for greener pastures? Do you have an ace up your sleeve?
Yeah, we're going to check Eagle Lake tomorrow morning. We're all set up to go up and do that. And I heard from another guide friend that owns one of my old boats. He was up a few days ago, said he was really impressed. The lake has come up 4 to 5 foot since last year. It was on a 3-year low. And so they finally got some good storms in there. Normally have quite a bit of algae, especially on the west side where the wind breaks it off rocks. And he said that was even real clean, really looking good. The fish were in real good condition and running quite a bit larger than usual. They started a new program last year. They artificially spawn the adults up there that they trap, and they're going to hold several thousand in some hatchery holding area and be putting them back a lot bigger than they used to. So we started noticing the effects of that last year, and we're going to notice it more so this year. And the lake will be healthier, we'll have a better oxygen content, and that affects the whole ecosystem and the food chain. And so looking like probably a pretty good year up there for people that don't mind traveling a little with the high fuel costs. And
now, Roger, let me ask this. We've got a strong high pressure, at least here on the coast, kind of central northern California, a strong high pressure centered here. A lot of northwest winds for the coastal waters this week. And do you have the same prediction up there as far as wind?
Yeah, we have a different weather situation up here, but we do have very strong high pressure. We're probably 15 degrees warmer today than we have been. It's going to get a little warmer again tomorrow, but so far not too much north wind, but it's not uncommon after the type of fronts that we've had. And it was back May 19th, we had, in a five-day period of fishing 5 days straight, we went from 57 degrees to 70 on the surface. Fish started to scatter and go deeper, and we got this other front. And Memorial weekend, Eagle Lake got 10 inches of snow. They had to plow the road to help the people get in there. And there wasn't a whole lot of fishing on Saturday, but they did well Sunday and had a nice day. And I've taken so many trophy fish this year out of Almanor, I just can't expect any more. The last good one was Tuesday, 25 3/4 inch brown, and some of my best clients Memorial Day. And believe it or not, it's like nobody here Monday Memorial Day, and it's just unbelievable fishing. I'd like to be able to show you those pictures sometime.
All right.
Mike, and couldn't ask really for any better. But it was up to almost 70 degrees those last fronts, dropped it back down to 57 again. Now we're back up to about 66, and it's been a big fluctuation, but that's been the story on all our lakes as far as water levels. They've been having to dump a lot of water out of Almanor, but I talked to some PG&E guys today, and they said they're going to level it out now, and the real heavy runoff is over. But I would say Lassen Park right above us, I would say we still got 20 to 30 foot of snow up there.
Well, that's good news for the season to come.
It's like
it's just kind of starting to, summer's really starting to prevail here, at least. Winter's behind us, and spring wasn't very long, and now we're really settling into the quick change of seasons, which we predicted as the winter continued to prolong. A couple words of warning. Alan is one of the best fishermen you'll ever meet, but he does get a little excited, rambunctious, so you're going to have to keep him in line, Roger. I hope you're prepared for that.
He won't be that good when I get through with him. I have a lot of bad characteristics in. I try to do everything I can to spoil your success.
Okay, well, what Mike has told me is don't touch the rod until Roger says you're allowed to.
It was so good a couple of days ago. I was letting them take two colors of lead core. We were using ultralight lead core outfits. they were just burning that off, and I'd say to my clients, you think they got that yet? They'd say, please let me get it.
Well, you're going to have a good time, Alan. I look forward to hearing the reports after you get back fishing with Roger. Well, in the meantime, if you've got any dates open, Eagle Lake, I know you're fishing the fall run on the Sacramento this year, which I don't think you've done for a few years, but you've...
Oh, yeah, I've been doing it the last few years. Yeah.
I know you've done it for probably 30 or 40 years, but I didn't know you did the last few seasons. So if you want to go up there, summertime, Eagle Lake or Antelope Lake, you never know where Roger might be fishing. Give him a call, or he's booking up also a limited amount of days left for the fall salmon. Shoot us the phone number there, Roger.
530-284-6429.
All right, you behave. You have a good weekend and stay out of trouble. We look forward to hearing the reports back from Alan. I'll miss Alan next week, but I'm glad he's up there with you fishing.
Well, thank you, Mike.
All right, you have a good night.
You too, buddy.
And let's keep rolling here. We got a great show lined up, if I can learn how to use the board here. Anyway, let's check back in with the coastal waters. Now, Alan mentioned wide open salmon fishing. I think he, like me, was just excited to hear some fishing. I think there was some limits caught in Santa Cruz area, Monterey Bay, that is, and even the moochers caught a few. Let's check in with a great source of information right here in Santa Cruz. That's Captain Jerry Brooks aboard the Doble. Real sport fishing. How you doing tonight, Jerry?
Pretty good, Mike. How are you?
Good. We're just curious. Now, it sounded like a good bite early in the week. A lot of cohos around. What's going on now?
Oh, you know, there's so many cohos in the bay, it's even hard to get past them. But the baits are starting to pile up, and if you can get past them and fish a little bit deeper, we are picking up some king salmon.
That's real good news. And you're mooching for them, Jerry? Is that right?
Wait, you know, normally, because the baits have been... or the schools have been so scattered in the last month or so that I even, you know, it's kind of against my religion, but I actually went to trolling because I'm a moocher. And so I went to trolling because we had to cover so much more territory.
Yeah.
But now things are starting to group up a little bit, and every bait ball we stop on, there's just, you know, I'm putting on bigger weights to try and get past the surface salmon to try and get down to the king salmon.
Wow, and what's your predictions for this week? And I know we have some wind, but I think you guys are seeing schools of bait right at Soquel Hole, the east side of Soquel Hole. You should have a good window of opportunity in the mornings here out of Santa Cruz to try to land a couple of those kings, right?
Yeah, actually, you know what we're going to do? We got three of us going up the hills a little bit tomorrow, because I noticed day before yesterday, that the currents were running, did a little set and drift, and the currents were running... up the hill about a knot to a knot and a half, and most of the bait balls were kind of following the current, and so I want to go out in deeper water tomorrow and start out there, and if that doesn't work, then we're going to move back inside the bay and just, you know, try inside at the usual places, Soquel Hole and Pajaro and things like that. There's no problem catching silvers, but what we want to... something we can keep on board.
Sure, and I know now there's the rumors are flying, it's that time of the year, and there's warm water offshore. I know the weather this week, and it will not prohibit somebody shooting out there for albacore, but you're usually one of the first guys to go out looking. What's your hunch on that?
Oh, you just broke my heart. Yeah, you hit me right where it hurts there. We're just waiting for a break of current. The break in the winds, basically.
Yeah.
I'm paying a lot of attention, and there's times, or even if I don't have customers on the boat, or I think the fish looks good out there, and I think there are maybe out there, that I'll make a run. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it may not be more than 30, 35 miles.
Yeah, it might not be 60-degree water, excuse me for interrupting, but it's the right shape. The breaks, it's the right water we're looking at, and it's taking the right shapes, and it's that time of year.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I want to get offshore. I've caught my boatload of salmon, and rock cut is always fun because I'm actually booking a lot of people for, you know, after July 1st for the rock cut.
Yeah.
But my heart's in with the tuna, and as soon as I get a good break and we get one of those dog days afternoon, I'm out of the harbor.
All right. Well, you let us know.
All right.
Captain Jerry on the Doble, Real Sport Fishing. Give us the phone number there and have a good weekend. Good luck to you.
Okay. Area code 831-465-6429. 0639.
All right. Thanks for the call. And you say hi to the guys and catch a bunch of big king salmon this weekend.
All right. Pray for fish, Mike.
Okay, Jerry.
And on the line, we got Harrison Ibach from Mad River Outfitters in Arcata, California. We'll find out if those Eureka salmon and Shelter Cove salmon are still around. And before we get to him, we'll check in with Jay Yokomizo. When you think about high pressure and winds and you think about how to get away from those winds, you think San Francisco Bay, maybe stripers, maybe halibut, probably nobody better to ask than Jay Yokomizo. How are you doing tonight, Jay?
Oh, pretty good, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing real good. Thanks for the call back. I thought you were probably out there catching bass or something, so appreciate the call. How you been?
It was we've been doing great this week. Last week it was good. This week is phenomenal.
And what are you fishing for? Halibut and bass or just bass?
Halibut and stripers.
Uh-huh.
What was it? Yesterday we found a school of stripers in the morning, and they were there again today. We were jumping bird schools. There's bass underneath them. And like this morning, we ended up, we had 26 anglers. We had limits in a half hour.
Wow.
And we released over 100 fish.
Oh, incredible. I'm not going to ask where, but can I ask if it was in the bay or outside of the bay?
Yes, it was inside the bay.
Okay.
We had all the party boats. It ended up yesterday. I was the fortunate one. I spotted the birds, and I got on them first. I called the rest of the guys in, and it was just total mayhem. I mean, all the boats got limits, all the private boats that were around. I put it on the radio, and they came running. And
oh, boy.
It ended up all the boats had limits.
Tell me this. Is it an anchovy? Are there anchovies in the bay? What's the scenario? Are these fish coming out of the delta? What's the story on the stripe?
They're actually feeding on anchovies in the shallow water. So when the tide flushes the anchovies out, they're just ambushing them. It's crazy.
Wow, that's great fishing. And then you're having enough time to do a few drifts for halibut also, is that right?
Oh, yeah. We ended up, we had limits in a half hour, and we got things cleaned up and set up for some halibut drifts, and we caught the last part of the tide. We threw in 5 halibut, and then we waited around for the incoming tide, and we ended up finishing the day with 31 halibut to about 16 pounds.
Well, it's that time of the year for the bay. And I tell you, I am not experienced in that area. You really want to go with someone that knows the bay, knows the tides, and is fishing it every day like yourself. It makes all the difference in the world. Incredible fishing. Are you predicting another good year for both striped bass as well as halibut this year?
So far this year, there's just incredible amount of halibut. I mean, from every age class, from 10 inches up to our largest one this year is 35 pounds so far. And we haven't even gone out into the ocean.
Yeah.
It's just been an incredible year. I mean, we've had our best day halibut fishing. We've had 35 halibut for 16 guys. We've had our slow days, and we've been fighting some runoff problems with all the freshwater runoffs, but mm-hmm. it's been just an incredible year for the bay, especially for the private boaters. You know, they don't have to make the long run. They could stay inside. They could fish the morning, catch a few halibut, maybe a striper, and have a good day.
And for your boat, the new Huck Finn, are you booked up right now, Jay? Or
our weekdays are fairly light.
Mm-hmm.
Our loads, we've been running anywhere from 15 to 20 guys during the weekday. So we're running like half loads during the weekday.
And are you staying in the bay for those types of fish? Or are you going out for salmon or just reaping havoc like it sounds with the striped bass and halibut?
We've been primarily staying inside.
Yeah, but that's good for this time of the year during those spring winds, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Good. We've done some salmon trips, but they're mostly charters.
Okay. And what about a tip or two, a couple spots for a private boat if he's wanting to get out of the wind, do a little Father's Day thing in the bay? Should he go out of Oyster Point or Berkeley? What would be a
tip? Actually, if they launched out of the South City area,
mm-hmm.
From Candlestick all the way to below Oyster Point, the Birdcage, along that that shelf from Oyster Point to Coyote Point, there's been pockets of fish. And the guys that have been putting their time in, when you hook one or two fish and you keep going over that spot, the guys are getting, you know, anywhere from 5 to 12 fish off of one little pocket of fish.
And you're looking for seagulls or birds working the water?
No, mainly just the rips.
Okay.
For the halibut. For the striped bass, I'm looking for birds. The area that we're fishing, if the guys see a big spot of birds, if they could not run right through the middle of them,
mm-hmm.
if they set up like on the edge of them, or they could see the way the birds are working and stop the boat in front of them and just shut their motor down and throw their baits out, they'll load up.
Oh, great advice. Jay, thanks for the call. I know you're busy. You're fishing so much this time of the year. Give us the phone number to ride with Jay on the new Huck Finn, or his running partner is Don Wong still on the Seagull?
Yes, he is.
All right.
Yes,
give us the phone number for the landing there to book a trip with a legendary fisherman in the bay like Jay Okamizo.
The phone number, 510-654-6040.
Fantastic. Hey, Jay, thanks for the call, and have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Good night. And before the break here, he's been holding patiently. Appreciate that. Our pal Harrison Ibach from Mad River Outfitters in Eureka, California. He's been red-hot salmon fishing in Northern California this year. Bodega Bay has been very consistent. Fort Bragg's been hit and miss, and Eureka's been real good most of the time. Harrison, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
We're doing real good. I'm curious. I appreciate you holding for so long, and how's things going up there?
Things are actually shaping up to be a really good year for us up here, actually. Salmon fishing's absolutely been on fire lately.
Wow. And I guess the weather's going to be a little much this weekend, but what's the trick? Just get out of Eureka Harbor there and drop the lines in and look for birds, rip. What's the ticket?
So, let's see, Kevin and I went out today. We actually had to go pretty far. We went roughly 10.5 miles, just about. So the fish are deep. They're kind of along the edge out there. We started off in 550 feet of water with the rest of the fleet. And we decided to spend the day mooching for a good change of pace. And it actually turned out to be a really good day. I would say definitely wide open limit style fishing for everybody. I think every boat out of Eureka pretty much came in with limits and made their way out there. And we started in 550 feet of water and did roughly a 4-mile drift throughout the whole entire day without picking up and moving, and ended up in 290 feet of water by the end of the day.
So you guys were mooching?
Yeah, we mooched mm-hmm. the entire day.
And plenty of action, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, it was actually nonstop. It was very consistent. Some good fish, some shakers. Only one silver for us today. The silver plague has pretty much left the area for us right now, and some really big fish to go along with it. One of our buddies actually got a 47-pounder yesterday.
Wow, fantastic. Hey, Harrison, you guys stay on tap with it a little better than we do down here with the silvers. Now, I know sometimes these are Southern Oregon hatchery fish. There's so many on the coast this year, and there's so few really native cohos that go up the streams in this area. I mean, are these fish coming out of the Columbia watershed, do you believe? Where do you believe these cohos are coming from, and do you know if they're legal to be caught in Oregon if they're fin-clipped?
Personal opinion, I think most of them are Oregon fish.
Mm-hmm.
I know that a few of them, Kevin and I are trying to pay more attention to whether or not they're fin clipped, and we've actually run into a few of them that have been fin clipped this
year.
Most everyone does not pay attention, but a lot of them are fin clipped, and I believe it is June 17th, don't quote me on it, that there is an opener for silvers up in Oregon for fin clip fish.
Okay, yeah, I know some years, a limited season, there are fin clip seasons in Oregon. However, they're not in California. And there's just so many of them, though, and most of the coastal waters. The Klamath has a small run or a decent number, as well as the Trinity, but really small numbers. And even the Rogue River gets a few. The Umpqua gets a few cohos. But when you look at the numbers we're seeing on the coast now, it makes me think that a lot of these must be coming out of the greater Columbia watershed. So we'll have to find out more about that. In the meantime, what's a hot pick in Eureka? It sounds like ocean fishing for salmon, huh?
ocean fishing for salmon, and actually quite a few Pacific halibut this year have been caught so far, which is actually a good added bonus. Kevin and I tried 2 days fishing for him, and we've ended up with 5 so far, including a double hookup, which is an added bonus.
On Pacific halibut. You've got a legitimate fishery going on there. That's making me crazy. How big were the fish, Harrison?
We ended up with some smaller fish. In Alaska, they'd call them chickens, but up to roughly 30 pounds or so.
Yeah, we'd call them dinner.
Oh, absolutely perfect eaters. And then there's been one good fish caught so far down at Cape Mendocino by charter boat Shellback, and he actually got one close to 70 pounds.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, the size on those, isn't it limited to 36 inches? What's the small?
32 inches.
Okay, 32 inches Pacific halibut. And there is a date-to-date season on them during the year, isn't there?
I believe it opened in May.
Okay, check the regs. It's pretty much all summer long. I think it's 32 inches. We'll have to check maybe during the break. In the meantime, Harrison, thanks for the information. Say hi to Kevin, the guys, everybody up at Mad River Outfitters, and give us some contact information for you up there. That sounds like a great pick. Go up there for a couple salmon and then drop down, try for a Pacific halibut right here in California.
Anyone can give us a call at the shop if you guys want to come up here. Number to Mad River Outfitters is 707-826-7201.
All right. Thanks a lot. You guys have a great weekend. Thanks for the report.
Oh, for sure, Mike. We'll talk to you later.
All right. And don't touch the dial when we get back. We got to check in with Randy Thornton from Fort Bragg, California, as well as Sepp Hendrickson from Sepp's Pro Products with some trout trolling tips for us for this weekend. So stay tuned. Don't touch the dial. We'll be right back with more fishing information for you.
Put Lake Nacimiento Resort on your list this year for a fun-filled family destination that has something for everyone, including 6 campgrounds.
Ooh, that smells good.
From walk-ins to full RV hookups, visit Lake Nacimiento Resort. If roughing it's not your style, nestle into one of the Lakeview lodges.
Ooh, this place is nice.
And make sure to check the menu at the Lakeshore Cafe. With 165 miles of shoreline, it's easy to find a private spot to fish. The resort marina also has a full line of boat rentals, from fishing skiffs to ski boats, for even more family fun. For reservations and information, call 800-323-3839 extension 2 or check the website at www.nacimientoresort.com.
Feeling stressed? Why not get away from it all? Imagine the beauty of nature, the sounds of silence. Go fishing.
Son, isn't this wonderful? No neighbors, no phones, no TV.
Dad, how many kinds of fish are there?
Hundreds, maybe thousands. I don't know exactly.
Thousands? That's a lot of fish.
Well, let's just see if we can catch one or two today. Fishing with a family can yield memories that will last a lifetime. With the gear available today, fishing is easy, and Outdoor World has waders and waterproof boots to keep you dry, tackle boxes, fishing vests, and carrying cases to keep your gear handy, reels, and just the right bait to make a difference. At Outdoor World, you'll find everything you need except for the fish. Outdoor World on 41st Avenue in Capitola, on Front Street in Santa Cruz, and on North Fremont Street in Monterey. See our weekly ad in the Good Times and the Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World, when it's time to get away.
Some say the best way to fish Monterey Bay is a small charter or six-pack boat. One thing's for sure, you can't go wrong booking a trip with Real Sport Fishing or Captain Jimmy Charter. Jerry Brooks and Jim Rubin run fast, roomy boats with top-notch gear and the latest electronics. Whether halibut, salmon, or albacore is your prey, Captain Jimmy and Real Sport Fishing get you there quick and maximize your catch. For a custom fishing trip, call Captain Jimmy at 831-662-3020 or Real Sport Fishing at 831-465-0639.
ICOM Marine products are simply the best. When your safety at sea depends on communication, trust ICOM radios, handhelds, VHS, and single sidebands. ICOM is the leader of the industry. With a full line of VHF radios equipped with digital selective calling, depend on ICOM. Their products are second to none. Find ICOM radios at Johnson Hicks or any fine dealer near you. Check online at www.icomamerica.com. ICOM, simply the best. Central Valley Marine makes your fun serious. With Grady White boats and Yamaha engines, the customer always comes first at Central Valley Marine. Find perfectly crafted Grady White boats outfitted with four-stroke Yamaha outboards at a business with 30 years of experience. Central Valley Marine. Phone 1-800-974-4286. In Campbell on South Bascom, Central Valley Marine. 800-974-4286.
Let's go fishing. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show every Thursday from 7:06 to 8 p.m. That's right, Fish Talk Radio right here at KSCO 1080 KOMY 1340 and archived at shiptoshoreradio.com and sportfishingreport.com. Find out more information, photos, and such at our own site, the letsgofishingradioshow.com. And let's check in with Sepp Hendrickson himself and find out. It's that time of the year. You know, you look at the calendar and it's, what, middle of June, but you think, really, it's just kind of turned to early summer, late spring. So don't forget about that. Trout fishing really is picking up right now, where a lot of years it tapers off this time of the year or the fish start to go deep. Sepp, what do you think? Give us some tips on what to use and where to go right here in Central California.
You know, you can go just about any place, Mike. You know, you hit it right on the head when you said the calendar. Don't go by the calendar at all. Go by the weather patterns that we're seeing. For the last 5 years, all I've heard is everything's late this year. Everything's late. Well, it's always late if we've got unseasonable weather, and that's exactly what's happening. The lakes have yet to stratify. The fish are still kind of spread out, but it's just about getting time to use downriggers and start getting down for the trout. Depending on the elevation that you're fishing right now, the colder the water, the higher to the surface the fish are in the lake. The warmer the water, for instance, Lake Berryessa, Folsom Lake, lakes like that, those fish are already dropping down to 20, 30, 40, 50, even as deep as 60 feet already. So it's time to start using your tactics and techniques to attract fish, flashers, dodgers, scent, all of those things to help draw more fish into your terminal tackle.
Okay, that's a good tip. If you're in a warm water lake, go deeper, and if you're up in the higher altitudes where it's still a little bit cool, you can fish on the surface. Does that go the same for the time of the day? In general, those fish will be up top in the morning, Sepp, and they'll drop down when the sun hits the water?
You know, I fished Eagle Lake just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and there's one thing I learned many, many years ago, and it was biting me right in the butt last week when I was up there. If you've got a flat glass lake and that sun's hitting the water, regardless of what the temperatures are, the fish are going to drop down. As that sun penetrates the water, they don't wear sunglasses. Their eyes are always looking up. They're located in the top of their head. They drop down deeper, getting in darker water, and they're going to have to feed down there. If they come up looking for maybe a short term, they might come up near the surface, grab something, and go back down. But you're going to have to fish deeper on flat glass days with bright sunshine. Now, if there's a chop on the water, that's a prescription for catching more fish. So it's not always good to not have wind on the water. And I'm sure you know about the experiences like that in the ocean, too.
Yep, same goes. Look at conditions and think about if you were a fish, what you'd be doing. Give us a couple lakes you think would be a hot pick for this weekend close to us here in the Central Coast.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you call Lake Berryessa close enough, I'd get up there. They just had the California Fisheries Foundation Derby there last weekend. It was trout, kokanee salmon, as well as king salmon in the lake. And there were some monster fish being caught. Monster for lake. We had king salmon in the 3.5 to 4 pound range, landlocked, being caught there. Kokanee salmon in the 15 to 17 inch range, which is a nice fish this time of year, which bodes well for even bigger kokanee later in the season, around August, September, and even into early October. They're going to be 18, 19 inches long or better, which is a great size fish. And Project Kokanee, or Project Rainbow Trout, and the California Inland Fisheries Foundation just let a lot of big fish go out of their pen project at Markley Cove Resort there. A lot of trout hanging in the 20 to 30-foot range right now. Now, people that have fished there before know that the copepod, a parasite that gets on the fish, has kind of been on them a lot. The kind of little wormy-looking thing that makes red sores on the fish. The meat's okay, but the copepod population seems to have dropped off just a little bit this year because the fish aren't in that bad of shape right now. They're in pretty good shape. So Berryessa would probably be my number one target for you right now.
All right.
Lots of other, like, New Maloney's is spectacular right now. Kicking out big kokanee salmon and even bigger rainbows in the 3-3.5 pound range, and some big browns too. And God, don't overlook Don Pedro out in the middle of the valley. Huge king salmon in the 4-6 pound range are available, along with kokanee and rainbow trout. So it's trout and salmon time in the freshwater lakes.
Sepp, I definitely couldn't have said it better, and that's one time I'm right. And he's a modest man, but I'll tell you, for lures, for catching these trout, kokanee, even landlocked salmon, go to www.sepps.com. It can't get any easier than that, sepps.com. Or listen to his radio show. He's got a great show of his own, KHTK 1140, from 6 to 8 in the morning on Saturday mornings. And there's an earlier show before his about bass starting at 5 a.m. So, Sepp, thanks a lot. Sorry to rush you. You have your own show. I got a few calls lined up. But, again, give us the internet site. Thanks for that, and say hi to your lovely wife, and hope you have a great weekend.
All right, guys, you take care, and thanks for having me on your show. We appreciate it, and you do a great job.
And thanks, Sepp. Again, w.sepps.com. Check out all the products there, videos there. Thanks for the call, and even more of the hot tips. Have a great weekend, and let's check back in on the coastal waters here. Randy Thornton from Fort Bragg, we were hoping to get him earlier, but he's calling now, and I want to find out what's going on in Fort Bragg as far as salmon fishing, even crabbing or whatever's going on there. Randy, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing mighty fine. Yourself, Mike?
Doing real good. Just curious how fishing's going in Fort Bragg.
Well, it turned on pretty hot this weekend for sure. We had more than steady action on Saturday. And we ended up with limits for 15 people, 30 fish. Biggest was 40 pounds. That's my biggest of the year so far.
Wow, that's a big boy.
And we had three others that were over 20. We've been getting about three fish at least a trip that are over 20.
Good fishing.
And we're weeding through the silvers, you know, like the rest of the coast.
Mm-hmm.
But we're certainly having a lot of action and just great fishing, great weather. The ocean's been really flat. It's been beautiful for diving. Just all around awesome. Just great.
Where have you been salmon fishing out of Fort Bragg, Randy? What area?
Well, we've been doing some long runs about, 12 or 14 minutes from the dock, which is which is sarcastic, obviously. You know, that's the nice thing about Fort Bragg is we don't have to go, a lot of times we don't have to go too far to get to the fish. We've been fishing right by the buoy, within a mile, within 2 miles, pretty much. But things have been changing a lot. The currents are, kind of still like everybody else is saying, it's kind of early season still.
Okay.
And we're seeing the water temp change, the baits, coming and going, and we did have two or three days of good fishing there within 2 miles of the buoy. And then Wednesday afternoon, we did a donated trip for the salmon barbecue here, and we took out a load of people. There was 4 party boats involved, and all the fish that we caught on that trip were donated to the 4th of July barbecue.
Oh, that's great.
And we ended up going north about 6 miles, 200 feet of water, mm-hmm. Actually, there was only 3 boats involved, and all 3 of us had 9 fish per boat, and lost quite a few, and had, the biggest was maybe 24 pounds, something like that.
Well, that's...
So it was okay. It was a successful trip,
Yeah, in general, salmon fishing sounds good. I think the way to do it is you go, about 4 minutes out, you get a limit of abs. 10 minutes out, you pick up your crab gear, and 14 minutes, you hit the salmon grounds.
That's about right. I did almost that... A couple of weeks ago with my brother, I went out and he dropped me off in the bay, and I grabbed a limit of almost 9 inches, and then we popped out by the buoy and caught 4 nice salmon, about 18-pound average, and then went back. We didn't do the crabbing.
Great.
I'm not doing crabbing right now, but there are some sport boats, private boaters that are doing it, mm-hmm. and it sounds like it's really good.
Good.
So the only problem is that our best crabbing is north about 5 miles.
Yeah.
And so the fishing can sometimes be down south mm-hmm. or wherever the fish are, and that's kind of why I don't do the crabbing this time of year, because yeah. it can be unstable too as far as the counts go. But the guys that have been doing it, I've been hearing them talk and stuff, and it sounds like it's pretty good for them. So a nice big, nice big meaty crab.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Fantastic. Well, the good news is salmon fishing's been great, very consistent out of Fort Bragg. Again, Telstar Charters, Randy Thornton. I wish I had more time, Randy, but thanks for the call. You have a great weekend, and I'm glad to hear the salmon are still snapping and they're that close to the harbor. Give us some contact information for you there aboard the Telstar.
You bet. You got any questions or want to make reservations, call area code 707-964-7000. 8770, or you can check out my website at www.gooceanfishing.com. And I do have one report up. I'm still working on getting my website fixed to where I can do it, but I am responding to emails, so if anybody has questions, they can email and I get back in a pretty timely manner. And the website shows the boat and lots of pictures and stuff like that. It's great.
All right. Thanks, Randy. You have a good weekend.
You bet you, Mike.
Keep getting them salmon.
You bet.
And we got Chad Woods from Sport Fishing Report holding. He's going to give us hopefully a trout fishing report and maybe a southern coast bluefin albacore report. In the meantime, let's check in with, it looks like, Jack on line 3. Jack, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, I can't wait to be on here.
Hello? Well, we lost Jack. Jack, thanks for calling. I was trying to take your call on air, but I think you thought I was the sound engineer. So appreciate your call, Jack. Give us a call next week if you got a report. And let's check in with Chad Woods, again, from sportfishingreport.com. Chad, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing real good. I think last time we chatted, you were getting ready to fish June Lake, and you gave us the usual hot and interesting tuna report from Southern California. What's new?
Well, I tell you what, we had a really good bite on the bluefin tuna down in San Diego. The fish were above the line. We had about 3 or 4 days of solid fishing. Most of the boats were getting 6 to 10 bluefin tuna per angler. They weren't the really, really big ones, but most of the fish were 25 to 35 pounds. That bite is kind of tapered off, but I was on the phone today with a couple of the long-range skippers, and it just so happens that there's some more coming up the line. Today the Royal Polaris called in, and they had good albacore fishing on day-and-a-half trips, and they reported that they spoke to some of the other long-range boats that were down at Alejos, and they were on their way back up the line. Saw really good signs of bluefin tuna coming in, jumpers everywhere. So I have a feeling in the next, I'd say probably by weekend time, maybe early next week, we'll see good scores on the bluefin once again. Most of the local fleet has been fishing overnight day and a half, and they're still catching good yellowtail with scattered tuna, including bluefin. The fishing in San Diego is still good.
Yeah, I thought I got an email from, I think it was the Prowler through Steve Carson, and they had a really good score on a day and a half boat for the bluefin tuna, kind of the, I don't know what you'd call them, 30, maybe 60-pound bluefin, but the numbers of bluefin this year sound really unbelievable. I think it's going to be one of those years, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? I went back and I looked in my archives, and I was just kind of curious to do a little analysis. And I found the last time we had a really good bluefin year, it just so turned out that when the bluefin tuna bite really good in Southern California, good albacore fishing up north.
Okay.
I'm talking Central California, so I'm not predicting this, but I'm just saying, reading my information and seeing these bluefin down here and seeing good numbers, I think we're going to see good albacore on the Central Coast. So
we've already got some breaks lining up, and we're due. Morro Bay needs to live up to its name and just get those albacore stacked up there. Pretty exciting. It's going to be that time of the year, and I know you can find out more by checking your site, sportfishingreport.com. How about trout fishing? Let's head up to the lake. How'd you do?
Well, we did catch some fish. There's the good fishing up there in the June Lake Loop. There's all kinds of action going on. Pretty much all the rivers swollen. Unbelievable runoff. I think you're going to have to wait if you're a fly fisherman.
Okay.
However, if you're fishing the lakes, the McGee Bay, Crowley Lake, producing excellent fishing for people. Now, we had a little weather front go through, and there's been, like down in Southern California now, we have a lot of wind, but when there's that weather that goes through, it kind of shuts off a little bit. You really want to time it with high pressure because McGee Bay has been really the hot spot right now. Bridgeport Reservoir, excellent fishing. Pretty much all those lower lakes, there's still tons of snow. I talked to Don Scroggy, and he runs June Lake Marina, and it just so happens that he also runs a concession for the campgrounds up the Vining Canyon, and they're clearing all that stuff out, and they're getting ready for the crowds. And from what I understand, Tioga Pass will not open until mid-July.
Wow.
So, and we know there's been a landslide in the northern entrance on the western slope, so there's only one way to get into Yosemite. I think if you got in there might be some good fishing in the Merced River.
All right, and we know for the ocean to check sportfishingreport.com for tons of information up to the minute. How about some a spot for trout fishermen?
Well, you can always go to our website, rainbowtrout.com.
Okay.
We're actually in the process of integrating the two websites into one big, massive resource.
All right.
So you can actually go to sportfishingreport.com and you can click on the freshwater button and you can get fish reports for freshwater by region. So you can select Eastern Sierra or Bay Area or Southern California or North Coast, and you can find out what's going on freshwater there too.
All right, Chad Woods, thanks a lot. You have a great weekend. We appreciate the report.
All right, thank you very much.
All right. And Alan, you've got a kayak tournament coming up, don't you?
Yeah, Loch Lomond has actually been pretty good for trout fishing, and good timing too, because the Kayak Connection, in conjunction with Ocean Kayaks, who I work for, is sponsoring a kayak fishing tournament, Father's Day tournament, on Sunday. Fishing starts at 7 o'clock. The place opens at 6, and you can sign up on the day of. So anybody with a kayak that wants to get into some fishing, maybe win a new, brand new Ocean Kayak Prowler, come on up.
Okay, and Central Valley Marine is having their contest this Saturday on the Grady Whites. They're right at the landing in Santa Cruz, so show up for that. It's a big fish tournament, and we'll be right back after the break. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. We'll be right back after the break.
Serious sport fishermen rely on Raymarine's high-definition digital fish finders to increase their chances of seeing and catching more fish. And so should you. Johnson Hicks offers the new Raymarine A-Series fish finders with patented award-winning HD technology. The digital fish finders deliver the sharpest underwater imagery available anywhere, not to mention true hands-off operation and no-compromise performance. Choose from a 4, 5, or 6-inch display. The new C-Series also offers HD technology. Simply add Raymarine's black box sounder. Choose from a 4, 7, or 12-inch display. Find Raymarine online at www.raymarine.com or call Johnson Hicks at 831-475-3383 for more information. That's 831-475-3383.
Let me introduce Live Oak Cafe, a wonderful cafe that specializes in espresso drinks, coffee and tea, as well as their cold beverages and juices. Besides the delicious breakfast burritos and pastries, you have to try the lunch specials, like the lasagna or the enchilada casserole. People rave over it. At Live Oak Cafe, the cakes, cookies and pastries are scrumptious. The care that goes into the food at Live Oak Cafe is what keeps people coming back. In a traffic-free location on the ocean side of Highway 1, Live Oak Cafe is at the corner of Chanticleer and SoCal Avenue. Come by or call the Live Oak Cafe at 475-7757 for lunch orders or takeout. Call 475-7757. Stop by today and say hi to Kathleen and her friendly staff at the Live Oak Cafe.
The Stagnaro family has been serving the Santa Cruz area for over a century. There's something for everyone: fishing trips, bay cruises, whale watching, and private parties for any occasion. Whichever your choice, today's fourth generation Stagnaros will surely make your trip fun and memorable. And be sure to dine at Gilda's Stagnaro Family Restaurant before or after your ocean adventure. The restaurant is located right across the street from our ticket office on the Santa Cruz Wharf. Call Stagnaros at 427-2334 for a trip on the bay. Interphase Technologies, a local company with a worldwide market supplying boaters with forward-looking technology. Color Twin Scopes and iScan 180s have phased array technology and give you the opportunity to see a fish or bottom structure around your boat. Horizontal and vertical scanning technology gives you the opportunity to target the fish you want to catch before you've already passed over them. Interphase also provides boaters the finest chart plotters made with bright screens, fast processors, and easy-to-use functions. Interphase's forward-looking technology can be found at Johnson Hicks or online at www.interphase.com. Look forward. Find Interphase.
Want to go saltwater fishing but don't have a boat? No problem.
Drop on down to Capitola Boat and Bait on the Capitola Wharf or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals at the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf, where fishing is serious fun. You'll find great pier fishing with full-service tackle shops, sturdy ocean skiffs for rent, fresh and frozen baits, and up-to-the-minute fishing advice and inside tips. For more info, call Capitola Boat and Bait at 462-2208 or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals, 423-1739.
Boat and Motor Mart, serving boaters since 1955. For over 51 years, the customer has always come first at Boat and Motor Mart, California's exclusive dealer for Osprey boats, hosting a full array of Yamaha outboards. Quiet, smooth, fuel efficient, and powerful. That's Yamaha outboards. Boat and Motor Mart is home to a new line. That's Parker Boats. Parker Boats have brought value and customer satisfaction to new levels. Check out Boat and Motor Mart's new location in South San Francisco at Oyster Point Marina. By land or sea, it's easy to find. 671 Marina Boulevard or call 650-246-1460. That's Boat and Motor Mart, 650-246-1460. Or online at www.boatandmotormart.com.
Thanks for tuning into the Let's Go Fishing Show, and even more, Chris Spencer, thanks for running the board. Everybody here at KSCO, thanks for tuning in. Have a great Father's Day weekend. We'll catch you next week.
Your source for news, sports, traffic, and weather, AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Salinas, and Monterey. President